Joined today with Marshalltown Bobcat wrestler Nick Wise, who has had really just an incredible, we'll say, 6 months here to cap off your senior season. First off, how you doing today?
I'm doing really good tonight, Zach.
Yeah, I appreciate you making a little time for us. And, you know, beyond getting second place at state, we chatted, I think, that very next week, and you said, well, I've got some more wrestling that I'm going to do. I'm going to do this Greco-Roman and freestyle wrestling as well. And you went to some more state championships with that. So first, let's talk Greco-Roman. Can you quickly just explain to our listeners here what is the difference between kind of that traditional wrestling we see in high school and then Greco-Roman wrestling?
So Greco-Roman wrestling is basically only upper body. You can't touch the legs at all, and you can suplex people, and you can throw people. It's a lot more throws. It's a lot more, you're standing straight up. It's not the regular stance. It's a lot more fun to me because I'm more of an upper body type of guy, and I like underhooks, and so like that's a big thing in Greco, so I really like it.
Yeah, you don't typically see a lot of throwing at the lower weights, too, in that high school wrestling, so it's probably just a little bit different. You get to do some different moves then as well, isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff you can do. If you're on top, you can lift them up and throw them on top of you. Like I said, suplexing, I've tried that a couple of times. I don't usually get it, but it's really fun.
Okay, so then there's just obviously an organization that runs it across the state of Iowa. You recently went to a state tournament. How did it go?
I ended up winning the Greco-Roman state championship.
Okay. Tell me just a little bit about the experience, just the day or the weekend that was the state tournament.
It was really long. It was in Cedar Rapids, the I'm on Ice arena. So we were playing over the hockey. It was really cold because we were playing over the hockey with the mats on top, and the mats were a little rough, but it was really fun. It was really cool. I got to wrestle some kids that I normally wouldn't wrestle from high school because they were 1A or 2A and not just 3A kids. And I got to wrestle kids who wrestled 138 or 150 that bumped down. And it was a lot of different kids that I could wrestle, different style, and I had different coaches. It was really fun.
So when you're at these tournaments, are there college coaches there just like, you know, at the Iowa State Wrestling Tournament? Are there college coaches scouting out different wrestlers?
Oh, yeah, there's a whole bunch of them. A lot of to make it onto the Fargo team, you have to be a ref for a certain amount of time at the Greco and freestyle tournaments. So a lot of the assistant college coaches will actually ref this tournament and so that they can be on the college team and scout at Fargo.
Okay, and so then getting first place in this, is there a national tournament you're going to compete in then too?
Yes, I will be in July, I think 13th, I will be going down to Fargo, North Dakota to compete at the U.S. Marines Greco National Championship.
Okay, very cool. Are you, you know, when you go into this, now I've seen a couple photos, they don't seem Photoshopped, but you're way more jacked than I could ever imagine. Do you just see other players and do you get intimidated at all? Or is it just like the bigger they are, the harder they fall?
I've always been a lot smaller or shorter than everybody else, so the size of people really doesn't intimidate me, thankfully. But I know that I'm strong enough and I know I'm good enough that I can keep up with these guys and beat them like I did. So it doesn't really intimidate me. I guess experience really helps with that.
Yeah, okay. So Greco-Roman, good luck in July as you.
Thank you.
Where is that going to be taking place, did you mention?
Fargo, North Dakota.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have a fun trip out there. Freestyle. Tell me, first explain what freestyle is to our listeners.
So freestyle is a lot more like the folk style that we do in high school. You can still touch the legs, but there's push-outs. So the circle, if you step out, the other guy gets a point. Back exposure is 2 points. Takedowns is 2 points. And every time you get a roll, it's 2 points. And you can throw in freestyle too, but it doesn't happen as much. It's what they do internationally at the world level.
Okay, so I see sometimes wrestlers doing those suicide rolls. That's what I call them when you kind of roll over your back trying to get the right position. Is that typically wrestlers who are in freestyle because they're used to trying to do that move to gain points?
Yes, that is a freestyle move. I hit a couple of those on Saturday.
Okay, so then how did you end up in this tournament then for freestyle?
I got second. I was wrestling really good, and then the finals match just kind of got to me, and I ended up losing that.
Okay, but, I mean, second place, that's still silver medal.
Yes.
That's, you were on the podium for three different state tournaments this year. Thinking back to just your senior season and now the culmination, I know we've got nationals still coming up in July, but what do you, you got a huge smile on your face right now, but what do you kind of think about just now looking back at what your senior year was?
Well, I was a top two wrestler in all three styles in the state of Iowa, so I'm one of the best, right? It was a lot of fun. I really like being at the top two. I wish I could have been the top one on all three, but top two is still really good.
I don't know if there's probably, you probably know better, is there other wrestlers that are in top three in all three of those styles?
No, not really, because most people don't do Greco. There's a lot of people who don't want to get hurt in it, so they don't do it. So a lot of people are only do freestyle and folk style.
Yeah. So you probably had a lot of coaches then that saw you doing different moves, trying out again, different styles, learning different things. You probably had a lot of coaches then reaching out to you. What was the recruitment process then like, taking that next step to the next level?
So I had already been decided between either Coe or Wartburg, and we accidentally sat right next to the head Wartburg coach because his son was wrestling as well on Saturday. So we sat right next to him, and we were talking with him the entire day, and he invited me back up for a visit on Tuesday. And so we did that, and then I just committed.
Okay.
Because I really liked him.
Yeah,
I really liked the program.
It sounds like you guys just picked the right seat then at the tournament, huh?
Yeah, we did. It was way lucky, too, because I had no idea he was right there, and I was the one choosing the seat.
So tell me then, Wartburg, I assume you've gone to a visit there. Do you like, what did you like, think about the facilities? What did you see about the wrestling room?
I liked it all. They've got like brand new facilities. So like the indoor track is super nice. The weight room is super nice. It has two floors. It's got like cameras that measure how fast the bar is moving. The wrestling room, it's a little old, but it's just like the Marshalltown one where it's like three mats in a row. And so it's going to be a lot like wrestling here in Marshalltown, except orange and black. And the mats are a lot bouncier, so that's really nice. And I really like everything about it, to be honest.
So, but when you were deciding between Wartburg and Co., it sounded like, did you want to stay somewhere kind of local in Iowa? Because I know your family is a huge supporter of you. Is it that kind of a thought to allow them to continue to watch you wrestle?
Oh, yeah. I would want to be able to show off to my family the every single meet that we have that's in Iowa. And since they're part of the, I forget what conference they're a part of, but it's basically all Iowa schools except for Nebraska Wesleyan. So they'd be able to make every single duel that I'm in.
Yeah, yeah. My brother went and played football at Luther. I believe it's the IAC is the conference.
Yes.
And so Wartburg and Luther are rivals there, so we won't let him come in and talk to you or anything like that. But Nick, what are you excited for next year? I mean, you've really kind of stamped your name as a great wrestler here in the state of Iowa. What's next? What do you want to get as a goal in college?
I'd like to be a national champion for Wartburg, if not be a multiple-time national champion. Wartburg is the best of the best in D3, and so I grow the best when I'm with the best. So I believe that if I just stick with them, I work hard, and I train, I will be able to achieve my goals of becoming a couple-time national champion.
Yeah, so, best of luck to you. Wartburg is a great school. They're going to push you real hard. Like you said, they are the top of the top when it comes to Division III. I asked you this question a couple months ago after state wrestling, and I wonder if you've thought about this a little bit more. But when I first met you, your freshman, sophomore year, you decided, I'm going to focus on this wrestling thing. And it now has culminated into three times you were in the championship match in three different styles here. Do you feel like you made the right decision for yourself in really kind of focusing in on wrestling and making that your main thing?
I definitely do. I never would have found out how much I actually like wrestling if I wouldn't have focused and put so much effort into wrestling. But not even just about the success, but the people that I know. The club that I wrestle at, I know a lot of kids, a lot of guys from different schools. A lot of adults, coaches who like me. There are a lot of people that I now know, a lot of relationships and connections that can help me get into better places if I need to be. So it's not just about the success, but about the relationships that I've made.
Yeah, and you know, it's such an individual sport. You were probably doing a lot of these tournaments, you know, kind of by your own and really with your family taking you there. You got to do this tournament here recently with Ignacio Macias mm-hmm. as well. Is it fun to at least have a teammate come along with you?
Yes, it's super amazing to have somebody that I know come with me. He was able to videotape all my matches. I was able to videotape all of his matches. And then on the drive up is what's the best part is because driving up with, I love my mom, but sometimes driving up with her every single day, it can get a little boring. So adding that new person into the mix and having somebody else to talk to is a really great idea.
Yeah, mom, he did say he loves you there. So I want to reiterate that. But do you know any guys that are on this Wartburg team? Because I imagine you've met a lot of people wrestling across the state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so a couple of the commits, one of them is Jaron Gilge. I wrestled him last year at the state tournament for freestyle. I've been up and wrestled in the room a couple of times, and I know some of the wrestlers. I've talked with some of them, and so I know a couple of guys.
All right, and so when does everything kind of then kick off for you at Wartburg? I know you said you got nationals is probably your focus here in July, but when do you got to report up to Wartburg?
I have to report in August, late of August. But I will be going up to Wartburg and wrestling at some of the practices up until Fargo.
Okay. And then I'm sure they sent you a whole workout plan as well that you got to follow this summer?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did.
All right. Well, Nick, it's been a pleasure, really, the last couple of years being able to watch you on KFJB TV grow into the man that you've become today. And I know you'll be successful, but I also do want to wish you the best of success as you take that next step up to Wartburg. So congratulations, man.
Thank you.